My father, who went to Fairfield School, left school in 1935, so he was 18 then, and joined the Bristol Aeroplane Company as a chemist. And he worked in the plating shop and the process shop at Rodney Works, now sadly gone, until he retired in March 1979. During the war, the Second World War, because of his specialist knowledge in gas and also plating and associated processes, his call-up was deferred and he had the pleasure of being the gas warden for Bristol and also keeping liaison with the various subcontract firms that were working in the middle of Bristol on work for BAC, particularly Pertons down near Tower Bridge. I had the pleasure, I think, of visiting him at work once when I was 10, when a vat of caustic soda blew up over him and left him standing in his socks and his underpants. And I was, we had a telephone message from BAC or Bristol Sydney by then, I suppose. Would I please cycle into Filton with a new suit and with new shoes and a hat, because his hair was not in a very good condition. And I had the pleasure of cycling up Gloucester Road and to Filton to the top gate at Rodney. I was escorted down to the plating shop, which I found the smelliest, dirtiest and most unpleasant place I'd ever been in my life. And I was presented with an apple for my valiant efforts. He was renowned for doing silly things like proving that the antidotes for the poisons they were dealing with, because there were, you know, lots of cyanide and all sorts of things there, he would actually take the cyanide and then swallow the antidote to prove to his men that it was quite safe. It had a significant effect on me because it put me off science completely. I never got on very well with the science subjects at Cotton, and I was like my mother, asked to leave the physics class at an early stage and never went back. And there was another Wilding in Rodney, and that was Phil Wilding, who was related to my father, who worked in the drop stamp area at Rodney at the back of the plating shop. And the only way you could conduct a conversation with Phil was to shout, because he was used to the drop stamp, the banging of the drop stamp. So he conducted his conversations over the noise of drop stamps, whether they were there or not. I remember one amusing occasion on Weymouth Beach, when they held a conversation down by the seashore, my father and Phil, but everybody in Weymouth could hear it probably, because Phil's voice just carried. And that put, as I say, the whole thing put me off things science immediately.